بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we spoke about at-tawheed, the different categories of tawheed, its opposite ash-shirk, the different categories of ash-shirk, and some examples of ash-shirk. And in this lesson, which is ad-dars al-khamis of the book, it is al-ihsan, the meaning of al-ihsan. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to him in the form of a student or in the role of a student, he asked him three questions. Or he asked him many questions, and three of them were أخبرني عن الإسلام, and then أخبرني عن الإيمان, and then أخبرني عن الإحسان. Tell me about الإحسان. And because previously we've gone through Islam and we've gone through Iman, now we come to الإحسان. And the author رحمه الله, Shaykh ibn Baz, he said الدرس الخامس الإحسان ركن الإحسان هو أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. He said the fifth lesson is al-ihsan, and the pillar of ihsan is to worship Allah as though you can see Him, and if you cannot do this, then that He sees you. So first of all, this word ihsan, it's an Arabic word, and it has a meaning in the Arabic language. The meaning of ihsan is ضِدُّ الْإِسَاءَ. It is the opposite of إِسَاءَ. So we have ihsan on one side and إِسَاءَةٌ on the other side. إِسَاءَةٌ, it means to harm or to irritate or to do something which is bad. This is the meaning of al-isa'atu, to harm, irritate, or do something which is bad. And from this word is sayyi'atun and sayyi'atun, which all mean something which is bad or harmful or evil, so on and so forth. So the opposite of this is ihsan. And therefore the meaning of ihsan is doing goodness or doing something in goodness. Either it means to do an act of goodness. So for example, charity is a type of ihsan, because you are doing an act of goodness. Or it means that which you are doing, do it properly, do it with goodness, meaning al-itqan. The meaning of itqan is that when you do something, do it to the best of your ability, do it in perfection, as much as you are able to do so. So al-ihsan, either it means ضِدُّ isaa, the opposite of al-isa'a, or it means al-itqan. Al-itqan meaning doing something to the best of a person's ability. And doing something to the best of a person's ability, al-itqan, this includes the matters of the deen and the matters of the dunya. So even in the matters of the dunya, we should never do something half-heartedly. Whether it's study, or job, or an exam, or anything which you do, always try to do it with the best of your ability. And it is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَنْ يُتْقِنَهُ. That Allah loves from a person when he does something, he does it with itqan, to the best of his ability. And this hadith, it was narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha in some of the books of hadith, like Musnad Abi Ya'la and At-Tabarani. The ulama mentioned that this hadith in of itself, it is weak. However, because of the large number of narrations, Al-Albani rahimullah, he considered it to be hasanun li ghayrihi. I.e. these various narrations, they strengthen each other. And as I mentioned, this includes the matters of the dunya, the deen, and also the dunya. And this is how a Muslim should be. So whatever we do, whether it's a class or teaching or a piece of writing, a job, education, an exam, always try to do to the best of your ability. Try to be a perfectionist in that which you do, because your reputation is based on it. And Islam guides us to try to fulfill our potential. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna Allah katab al-ihsana ala kulli shay" in Sahih Muslim. Allah has legislated ihsan in everything, meaning everything which you do, do it to the best of your ability. So much so, he said, even in the slaughtering of an animal, even in the slaughtering of an animal, make sure the knife is sharpened and the animal is isolated. So even in the slaughtering of the animal, it has to be done to the best of our ability. And more than this, Allah said in the Quran, وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. And say, اعْمَلُوا, do your actions, verily Allah will see your actions. So always when we try to do any action, we have ihsan, meaning we do it to the best of our ability. And as for the Islamic meaning of ihsan, then it is like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith of Jibril radiallahu an, "An ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara," that you worship Allah as though you can see him. "Fa'in lam takun tara fa'innahu yarak," and if you cannot do this, then know that Allah jalla fil ula, he sees you. So meaning when you worship Allah, try to worship Allah in the highest level you are able to do so, as if you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your love of Him and your fear of Him is so much, it's as if you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though nobody is able to see Allah in this dunya, but you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. So when, for example, a person enters upon a scholar, or let's say a king or a ruler or even a counselor, you go to a court, nobody ever goes half-hearted, not dressed properly, not prepared for it. So if this is with regards to creation who are deficient, then how about Allah Jalla fil Ula? And He is Malak al-Muluk, and He is the King of all of the kings, Rabbu samawati wal ard. This is how we should worship Allah Jalla fil Ula. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Ta'lamuna annahu lan yara ahadun minkum rabbahu hatta yamut." He said, you should know, nobody amongst you will see Allah, see His Lord until He dies. So this hadith, that worship Allah as if you can see Him, it doesn't establish or affirm that Allah can be seen in this dunya. It's saying as if, ka'annaka, as if you are able to see Him. Your love and your fear of Him should be so high, it's as if you can see Him. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people of Iman, may Allah make us from them, will see their Lord. And this is the greatest blessing that a person of Iman will have. Allah said in the Quran, "Wujuhun yawma idhin nadhira ila rabbiha nadhira." Faces on that day, bright and illuminated. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةً, looking at their Lord. So on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their own eyes. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in many hadith, in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, he said, "إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرِ لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ." Verily, you will see your Lord just as you can see the moon. Just as you can clearly see the moon, you will see your Lord. لَا تَضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ And there will be no difficulty in seeing Allah جَلَّ فِي الْعُلَى. And he said, فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ And if you cannot worship Allah on this level, then know that Allah sees you. Allah said in the Quran, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ And he is the one who sees you when you stand up. He sees you when you make sujood. He sees you going from position to position. And al-ihsan, it has these two pillars. So the highest, it has two levels. The highest level is to worship Allah as if you can see Him. And this is called ibadatu talab wa shawq. Ibadatu talab wa shawq. That you are worshipping Allah because of your love of Him and because you desiring Him. You yearn for the pleasure of Allah Jalla fil Ula. This is the highest level. And then the level which is slightly lower is ibadatul muraqabah wal khawf. Is you are fearing Allah because of your fear of Him. So these two levels, the first person, the higher level, what causes him to offer salah, what pushes him to worship Allah, his love of Allah. He desires Allah. He wants the reward which is with Allah. And this is a shawq. And that person missing al-ibadah. This is all a shawq. The second person, what causes him to fear Allah, what causes him to worship Allah, his fear of Allah. So he thinks, if I don't offer my salah, then this is the punishment that Allah has threatened. So the first person, he worships Allah because he wants Jannah, he loves Jannah, he hopes for the reward of Allah. The second level is he worships Allah but because of his fear of Jahannam, because of his fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he who worships Allah upon shawq wa talab is of a higher level than the one who worships Allah upon al-khawf wal-muraqabah. And a person should always remain between al-mahabba wal-khawf, al-raja wal-khawf, between hoping in Allah and between fearing the punishment of Allah, jalla fil-ula. And this word al-ihsan, it is mentioned many times in the Quran. Allah orders us with al-ihsan. So He said, "Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan." That is the reward for ihsan in this dunya, is the reward for ihsan in the hereafter, except more ihsan. If a person does ihsan in this dunya, then he will only be rewarded with more ihsan in the hereafter. And Allah said in the Quran, affirming His love for the people of ihsan, He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ That Allah is with those people who have taqwa, and He's with those people who have al-ihsan. Allah said, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Do ihsan, because Allah loves the people of ihsan. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُوا دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ That who is best in actions, then the person who submits himself to Allah, وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ And he is muhsin. I.e. he does acts of ihsan. And Allah said in the Quran, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُذِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah will never allow the reward or the actions of the people of ihsan to be wasted. All of these ayat and other ahadith order us with al-ihsan. And again, what is the meaning of ihsan? Either that we worship Allah upon our love and shawq of Him, as if we can see Him, or we worship Allah upon our fear of Him. And this is how a Muslim should be. So when a Muslim worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he remembers this level of ihsan, then he feels through his ibadah, mahabbah, love of Allah, and khawf, fear of Allah, al-raja, hoping in the reward and the mercy of Allah, al-dhul wa tadhallul, and showing your weakness and your humility in front of Allah, jalla fil ula. So, what is ihsan? What is the meaning of ihsan? Two meanings. Either it is ziddul isa'a, it is the opposite of harming, irritating, annoying, or it is al-itqan, to complete something and to perfect it and to do it with the best of a person's ability. And your ibadah will only reach the level of ihsan if it is done according to the sharia, meaning if two primary conditions are fulfilled, and that is al-ikhlas wa tawheed. Firstly, your ibadah has to be upon ikhlas wa tawheed, and secondly, al-mutaba'a, you have to follow the guidelines of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the ibadah which you are doing. So ihsan can never be attained through shirkiyat and kufriyat and khurafat, through shirk and kufr and baseless actions. And neither can ihsan be achieved through bid'ah, through innovations and doing things which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never did. So all of these innovations which you see today, Maulid al-Nabawi, this is not ihsan. Rather, it is isa'ah. This is evil. And this is harm. Why? Because you are innovating and adding to the religion of Allah that which He did not do. And al-ihsan, we have to have ihsan towards Allah, and we also have to have ihsan towards the creation. We have to have ihsan towards Allah, meaning we have to fulfill the right of Allah upon us, and also we have to fulfill the rights of the rest of creation upon us. So what is ihsan with regards to Allah? It is أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Like we mentioned, to worship Allah as if you can see Him. If you cannot see Him, then know that He sees you. Meaning, you strive to worship Allah in the utmost ability that you have. And what is al-ihsan towards the rest of the creation? Then it is, it goes back to its meaning, ziddul isa'a. That you don't irritate them, you don't annoy them, you don't harm them. You try to benefit creation, you try to benefit society, you spread goodness, and so on and so forth. So this ihsan, if a person has ihsan towards Allah, then this will cause him to have ihsan towards the rest of creation. Because when a person fears Allah and tries to stick to the guidelines of Islam, then naturally he will have ihsan towards other people. Because ihsan towards Allah, it prevents us from ghibah, backbiting. It prevents us from zulm, from oppressing, from lying, from namima, slander, spreading rumors, harming the neighbor, not honoring the guest, being disrespectful towards the elders. All of this, it starts with al-ihsan ilallah, being good towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah has ordered us to do these actions. So when a person rectifies his relationship with Allah jalla fil ula, then his relationship with the rest of the people is rectified. And Allah said in the Quran, لا ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة. That the hasana, meaning ihsan, it is not equal to a sayya, meaning al-isa'a. Goodness and benefiting others and doing acts of goodness, it is not equal to a sayya, harm and irritation and doing evil. And then Allah said, idfa billati hiya ahsan. That always reply in a way which is better. Somebody insults you, don't insult them back. And the Salaf, they used to mention a principle, and this is one of the most beneficial principles that a person can live his life by. One of the best principles that you can live your life by, the Salaf, they used to say, أَطِعِ اللَّهِ فِي مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهَ فِيكَ. They used to say that you show obedience to Allah in response to those people who have disobeyed Allah regarding you. So when somebody spreads a lie about you, he has disobeyed Allah regarding your right. How do you respond to him? You obey Allah in his right. Meaning you don't spread lies about him. أَطِعِ اللَّهِ فِي مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهَ فِيكَ. Show obedience to Allah regarding the one who has shown disobedience to Allah regarding you. And some of them used to say, لَا تَعْصِ اللَّهَ فِي مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهَ فِيكَ. Do not disobey Allah regarding a person who has disobeyed Allah regarding you. So this person, he oppressed you, he slandered you, he was disobeying Allah. You cannot disobey Allah in replying to him. And this shows us that the Muslim, as Muslim ma'ashal ikhwa, we have our principles. And these principles, they do not change regardless of what people do and people say and what's happening around the world. Our principles have to stay the same. So the principles of Islam is as-sidq, truthfulness, al-wafa, trustworthiness, al-amana, again being trustworthy, and so on and so forth. These are our principles. These principles, we obey Allah and we worship Allah through these principles. Why is it that we speak with truthfulness? Inna Allah ma'a sadiqin. Because Allah is with those who are truthful. So when a person is truthful, he's obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's worshipping Allah through his truthfulness. These principles, they cannot change because of what other people are doing regarding you. Because just because people disobey Allah regarding you, it doesn't mean now you also start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, sometimes a person becomes angry, a person might react in a bad way, but apologizing and remembering and being sorrowful, all of this is important. So these principles, brothers, do not forget them. أَطِعِ اللَّهَ فِي مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهَ فِيكَ. Let the people disobey Allah regarding your right, but you obey Allah regarding their right. Allah said, ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. Reply in a way which is better. Meaning better than their disobedience, better than their evil. Reply in a way which is better. And if you do this, then Allah said, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That if you always reply in a way which is better, and if you always obey Allah, even though those people are disobeying Allah regarding you, then that person who was an enemy to you, toward you, there was an adawa, animosity between him and you, he will become like waliyun hamim, like your best friend and your best supporter. Because somewhere down the line, the one who has some aqal and some justice, he will think that, look, I swear to this person, I insult this person, I write things on the internet about him, yet he doesn't reply, he doesn't respond, he doesn't reply in the same way. So this is al-ihsan. And this is from the benefits of al-ihsan. So because of ihsan, you can take the hearts of the people and sway the emotions of the people. And you can win their trust. And you can make them lenient towards you. All of this comes from al-ihsan. And then Allah said in this ayah in Surah Fussilat, He said, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. That nobody can achieve this except those people who have patience. So this principle of أَطِعِ اللَّهَ فِي مَنْ عَسَاكَ اللَّهَ فِيكَ أو لَا تُعْسِ اللَّهَ فِي مَنْ عَسَى اللَّهَ فِيكَ. Do not disobey Allah regarding a person who disobeys Allah regarding you. This isn't something which is easy. It requires patience. And that's why Allah said وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. That the only people who can achieve this level of obedience to Allah and this type of self-discipline is those people who have patience. And then he said, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. And the only people who can achieve this is those who have a great health, a great portion of goodness and reward and ihsan with them. And also, ihsan, this is one of the descriptions and the attributes of Allah. And therefore it is also the attributes of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has attributes of perfection. And He loves for these attributes to be also amongst the people. Inna Allah rafiqun wa yuhibbu rifq. Allah is kind and gentle. He loves kindness and gentleness. Also al-ihsan. Allah jalla fil ula from His names is al-muhsin. He's al-muhsin. He shows ihsan. And therefore He loves for the mu'mineen to be upon al-ihsan. Allah said it in the Quran, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That He is Allah who has perfected everything, perfected all of creation. And Allah said in the Quran, وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ. That He is the one who fashioned you and then He perfected your creation. And He said in the Quran, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. That show goodness just as Allah has showed goodness to you. Allah is al-muhsin. He has the attribute of ihsan. So he loves for this ihsan to be shown amongst the people. And finally, al-ihsan, it comes in three different forms. Al-ihsan, it comes in three different forms. There is ihsan in ibadah. There is ihsan fil qawl, in speech. And there is ihsan fil mu'amala. There is ihsan in interacting with the people. So al-ihsan, it is either in ibadah, or it is in your statements, or it is in your interactions with the rest of the people. What is ihsan in ibadah? It is أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. It is al-itqan. It is perfecting worship. It is fulfilling al-ikhlas and tawheed and al-ittiba', the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for al-ihsan fil qawl, ihsan upon the tongue, then Allah said, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. Say to the people, حُسْنَى, i.e. that which is beneficial for them. And using good words, beautiful words, staying away from insult, staying away from words which are not worthy of a believer to say. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرٌ أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever has iman in Allah on the final day, then let him speak with goodness or remain silent. And also this, my brothers, living in the time that we live in and the society we live in, unfortunately our work and our school and in our childhood, we become used to using swears and bad words. In the masjid, alhamdulillah, we don't do it, but sometimes when we go outside and we're maybe amongst our friends or family, then some people revert back to that type of language. And this isn't befitting for a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مَا كَانَ طَعَانًا وَلَا لَعَانًا وَلَا بَذِيءَ اللِّسَانِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he never used to insult the people. He never used to curse the people. وَلَا بَذِيءَ اللِّسَانِ. And he was never badi, you know, lowly in his speaking. Speaking with fahsha, with immoralities and lewd speech. This was never from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, it requires for a person who is used to this to have sabr and to cultivate and train himself upon this. So he stays away from using those words, staying with that company, and he trains himself to stay away from these types of words. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his language was beautiful, his words were sweet, he would speak slowly, he would repeat his words sometimes three times so people could understand. He knew how to speak to different people. All this is from the guidelines of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of this comes under the saying of Allah, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say good to the people. And as for al-ihsan fil mu'amala, showing ihsan in your dealings and interactions with the people, then some of the salaf, like al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, ihsan, when it comes to the people, it is kafful adha, it is not irritating other people, وَبَذْلُ النَّدَى, and showing goodness to other people, وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَى الْأَذَى, and being patient and tolerating the harms of other people, وَطَلَاقَةُ الْوَجْ, and having a good, joyful, smiling face. This is al-ihsan in interacting with the people. كَفُّ الْأَذَى, stay away from irritating other people. وَبَذْلُ الْمَعْرُوفِ, and then strive to aid people, help people, service people. وَالصَّبْرُ عَنِ الْأَذَى, and then tolerate some of the harms which come from the other people. وَطَلَاقَةُ الْوَجْ, and meet the people and greet the people with a smiling, joyful face. And this was mentioned by the others, like Abdullah ibn Mubarak and other than him. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Sallallahu